It became clear that the sector was at different levels of readiness. And as you recall, that we were allowed to open schools only if we meet the health requirements to the full. So those reports confirmed that in some instances we were 80%, in other provinces were 96%, but we were not all at the same level. And in the main, it was this reason that the CM determined that the sector requires more time to mop up its state of readiness for schools reopening. And as I will speak to that about what were still outstanding matters. But I can speak to some of them off the cuff, because on Thursday I visited a number of schools in Gauteng. On Friday I went to the Free State. I went to the first school in Olifantshoek, and the principal was wearing khakis with her staff, and they were doing everything possible to ready themselves from Monday. And the principal whispered to me and said, "You know, Minister, we are here all the time. We leave the school very late. But let me tell you, I will not be ready to teach on Monday. Because the things we had to do are things that ourselves had not anticipated that we'd have to do. Because the most difficult part was reorganizing the curriculum, getting teachers who were not teaching grade 12 to, and just those decisions around the curriculum took the schools a long, long time to come to conclusion. But in terms of your protective clothing, on Thursday they were only delivering the PPE, the protective equipment by the province for learners. So which means learners will not have been informed already by Friday. So it's a fact. So I think it answers other questions that I anticipate you will ask, that it's a fact that I can confirm that by the time I went to certain schools, there were schools that were not ready. From Olifantshoek Bosch, I went to Midrand Secondary. Again, the principals, the vice principals were having tape measures. Was one thing that we had not thought through properly, DG. We had a schedule on the arrival of teachers and didn't make a schedule on the arrival of other support staff. And you would have expected principals themselves running schools would have closed the gap. So when I went to Ivory Park, it was the principal and the vice principal who was busy doing measuring of distances, whereas they had spent the whole week dealing with curriculum issues. Whereas if we had really planned properly, the support staff was supposed to have arrived with the principal and do all the other administrative work. Even the principal of Ivory Park said to me, "Minister, by Monday I'll receive kids," which means I'm going to be inducting learners and teachers at the same time. "We are sure we'll be finished by Sunday, but we have not met all the requirements and the steps that we have put for us." I proceeded to go to Kempton Park, and they were beyond what we had asked. They had inducted parents, not only teachers, they had inducted parents, they had orientated their learners, they were ready to move. Everything was in place. But even there, the principal said to me, "When my teachers came here, the anxiety in their faces tells me that on Monday we will not be able to teach these learners. We have to really calm them down," because it took me time to settle teachers. So I'm just giving an example of our experience to say there were schools which were very ready, there were schools that were not ready. On Friday, I went to the Free State. They were beyond ready. When one school which I went to, I found them already inducting and orientating their learners. Because they themselves also are saying when the teachers arrived, they were very anxious, and they felt that if they were to teach on Monday, they must induct their learners. They had called parents, showed them all the health protocols to reassure them about the safety. Because as you remember, we all said everybody is anxious, and it's very important for us to keep on reassuring each other. So as a result of those reports, as I say, we took a decision to say, let's use this week to mop up. But it's a decision we took very late on Saturday when we had our final report. And there were different views to say, why don't we let the schools that are ready to proceed, because it will kill the momentum if we say they must not proceed, and focus on the schools that were not ready, because some will be ready at different times. I'm giving an example of Ivory Park. The principal said, at least by Tuesday, I'll be ready to teach. The principal of Olivenhout said, I'll be ready by Wednesday. So which means we're all unready. But the decision was that there were other key factors around safety for the coronavirus which have not been satisfied, like water. Therefore, it would be risky to have a blanket opening of schools. And it took us long on Saturday to arrive at that. So on Sunday, I had to spend the whole day speaking to private schools because they also needed reassurance, we had to agree. I had to speak to. So it was a series of people that we had to consult with. And I'm still explaining why I had to call the media off, because I just could not jump other steps, especially with people who were affected, because principals needed to know. By yesterday, what do they do? Do they phone parents? Do they send messages to say parents must not bring children? And that's what took long. So I want to say again, I'm very, very sorry. But based on these reports, it became quite clear that the sector was at different levels of readiness. In the main, it was for this reason that CEM, your Council of Education Ministers, determined that the sector requires just more time to mop out the state of readiness for school reopening in order to comply with the health and safety standards of COVID-19. So the Saturday CM resolved that teachers whose schools have already received the personal protective equipment will be expected to report at work on the 1st of June. So we're expecting teachers to come today, and I'm glad the first school I went to, they have a full complement of teachers. They had 25 teachers in their books. They had 25 teachers. But even then, it was qualified that if they have received, because the report was saying as late as Saturday, there are schools which had not received their protective equipment from their provinces. And when they arrive, those teachers have to prioritize the preparation of their work to deal with a new normal brought about by the coronavirus. And that new normal meant different and new tasks for teachers, because even here, the principal was telling me that she had five classes. We said two classes for matric. We have five. Now you are at eight. So which means teachers were not teaching grade 12, now have to teach grade 12, and therefore you have to work out in terms of your staffing deployment, how do you deploy your teachers? And that was not an easy one, because I think as schools we have this tendency of saying your most experienced or most skills go to grade 12, the others. So we've had to reorganize ourselves. So as provinces, we also agreed that we must finalize all outstanding deliveries of your PPEs to schools and the outstanding provision of water and sanitation. Because by Sunday when we met, Randwater gave us a report. They had not finished. They had, I think they'll speak for themselves. There were schools that they had not delivered tankers to. They're only arriving today. And teachers and support staff should be inducted and orientated for the new environment brought by COVID-19. Because it's the very same teachers who have to be armed with all the necessary information, who in return have to support and induct learners. So some of them obviously will not have been inducted by Friday or Saturday. Therefore, we've agreed that schools which have not inducted people, they should do the induction. And again, as I say, when I was in the Free State, it was a health department, I was a doctor and nurses which were teaching our staff about the virus and all sorts of things and working out the protocols of linkages between themselves. And we also agreed that provinces should finalize the training of screeners. Because again, screeners were appointed, they had not arrived at schools, but other provinces had done it. I'm told the MEC tells me that she had trained all her screeners, she had trained all her school nutrition members, and also volunteers that had come to assist us. Because what is going to happen in the first weeks, especially in the primary schools, We have to help force our children to understand the new environment. There are going to be different assembly points. They are not going to be able to interact with their friends. They are going to have different breaks. They are going to leave the school at different times. So it's a new environment because they must not be crowded at the same place. So all those logistics have to be sorted out. So come next week, everybody knows where the assembly point is. You see, MC, when I went to the Free State, there were even color coding classes to say the yellow only assemble there. They don't go anywhere else. The green only assemble there. The yellow, so that even inside the school, they are not able to interact, and the whole area has been color coded in terms of the directions. But we also had to deal with processes related to independent schools, right? So they had made their own submissions to say, we're small, some of them are small. So the reason for us to phase in is to allow us opportunity to start. It's not because we don't want all the learners here. It's to allow us to really create a COVID-19 compliance environment. And they say, we have, come and inspect us, we have. So we had to deal with those. We also had to deal with schools of learners with special needs. Because even those are different, they're therapeutic. They're a different space that we had to work through. So we did discuss, then we met after our decision with MECs, then we met with teacher unions and the National School Body Associations to share with them our decisions to use this week to mop up and ensure that all the outstanding matters are attended to, and agreed with them that this week is going to be a mopping period. Schools that have completed all the necessary steps should use this week for induction and orientation. So let me not repeat that. So what is happening now is that provinces are now putting their shoulder to the wheel to ensure that all prerequisites not yet fulfilled will be delivered within the week 1 of June. And together with our partners, agreed to another meeting on Thursday to continue to monitor and evaluate all outstanding compliance imperatives. For instance, we also had situations where, because we announced late our decision on Sunday, parents had started driving their kids to school. I mean, parents phoned me to say, I'm in the Eastern Cape, my child is in a boarding school, are you saying I must come back? So we had to deal with all the matters that really were a fallout because of the late decision. So we communicated, unfortunately, quite late that parents should not bring grade 7 and learners 7 and 12 to schools, but teachers who have received their PPEs are expected to report for work and carry out their responsibilities as spelled out. And more importantly, the sector agreed that the effective teaching and learning should resume on the 8th of June 2020.